Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 4th of December 2015, then Mary said. Now, because of the recording was running out, so I closed it and said, brothers and sisters, please search yourselves. And then as soon as the thing stopped, Jesus Christ convicted me and said, what do you mean, search themselves? You are here, better tell them, read the word of God, bless everybody. The truth will set them free, but the truth has to be those only, those who follow Jesus Christ and believe and walk as disciples, willing to walk as disciples of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, today, earlier already, you see all kinds of coming up, right? Fantastic. Whereby Mary then said, she sang a song of praise. Surely from now on, this is Luke 1:48. Surely from now on, all generations shall call me blessed. 48, for the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. Brothers and sisters, in Luke 8:19-20, remember, she herself selling lowliness of his servant. God, my Savior. Now, Matthew, Luke 1:47, he said, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Brothers and sisters, it's critical. She herself calls God my Savior. She needs a Savior. This is important. Open your spiritual eyes. Don't get upset with me. I'm quoting from the scriptures and I'm quoting from the Catholic Bible. Brothers and sisters, please, open your eyes, spiritual eyes. I pray it is opened. Luke 1:46-49. In 46, Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord. You cannot make God bigger than, magnify means making bigger. You cannot make God bigger than what he is. But our soul has been holding him so small. Now, of course, our soul magnifies, begin to feel big. God is getting bigger inside there. Thank Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Rejoices in God, my Savior. Jesus Christ is the Savior. And Jesus Christ is also God. Jesus Christ is God. The Word of God, he was in God, he was with God, and he came and took the form of a man in Book of John, you'll say, and became Emmanuel, meaning God with us. So Jesus Christ is God with us. And here, Mary is saying, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. God, my Savior. She's looking for a Savior. She now realizes, she knows, and she's declaring God as the Savior, brothers and sisters. So she wants a Savior, she got a Savior. God, my Savior. She recognizes that. Mary recognizes that. If anybody else writing anything else, please, brothers and sisters, follow the Bible. I have read so many things and get confused after that. Because they will write this way, that way, every which way. Read it as you are. As you read this scripture, if you are truthful, if you want the truth, just read as it is in the name of Jesus Christ, casting out every kind of deception. I cast out every spirit of deception in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse you, Satan. Get out in Jesus' name. And let the truth prevail. Lord, ask for mercy for all of us. Open our spiritual eyes to see that Mary herself saying, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Meaning that she recognizes. Mary recognizes. Said she needs a Savior and God is the Savior. And Jesus Christ is God with us. Emmanuel, in Book of John, very clear. He was with God, he was God, he came as a form of a man, took the form of man, and became Emmanuel. His name is called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. And then, she herself says, he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant, that is herself. We all are lowly. Brothers and sisters, Mary herself says this. Brothers and sisters, so anybody writing and doing something else, you know, let them alone. We love them. Anybody now, supposing now anybody here listening to this, I don't know when, I may pass up, my body may die and go off, and people may be listening to this and may be cursing me even for telling this, I don't know. I bless them. I love them because I love enemy so that I'm son of the Most High God. And I'm able to do because in Jesus Christ's name, I'm able to love even my enemies. And I must love my enemy because then only I am a son of the Most High God. So brothers and sisters, let them curse, let them do whatever, you follow the word of God. Only then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Now, in Luke 8:19-20, Catholic edition, then his mother and his brothers came to him, but they could not reach him because of the crowd. And he was told, your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to see you. Brothers and sisters, this scripture is very clear. Jesus Christ was with his disciples and with a crowd. He was teaching, but his disciples were with him. Now outside, the mother and the brothers came because Mary had other children after Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. But after that, Mary had other children. So, now I pray all this anger spirit out, gets out in the name of Jesus Christ and love the truth. Anyone loving the truth and following the word of Jesus Christ will be set free. Brothers and sisters, now people interpret this way, that way. But it's very clear. You go and search the internet and go and learn other things, not just reading somebody's writing. The mother, then the people said, your mother and your brothers are out standing outside. In Matthew 13:55-56, Catholic edition, 55. Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James, Joseph, Simon and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all this? Where did he get such wisdom and all? They're asking. Well, is it not the carpenter's son? Is Mary not his mother? Are not his brothers James, Joseph, Simon and Judas? Judas is a popular name those days because Judah is a tribe, an important tribe of God, eh? And then from there Judas, not the Judas Iscariot. Sometimes the Judas, they call it Jude because one of the brothers Jesus Christ, step brothers, that is from Joseph, you know, is Jude, and he wrote a book even. Eh? So it's not Judas Iscariot. Now, are not all his sisters with us? These are clear indications that Jesus Christ had other brothers and sisters that Mary gave birth to. Brothers and sisters, whatever people write, I have to tell you the truth. Now you have learned so many things. I'm sure you've been following this for the last few months, day after day, all kinds of things. I'm showing from the scriptures only, in the scriptures from the Catholic version I'm taking. So I do not want to confuse people taking other versions and all in this kind of important topic. Go and search yourself. I'm telling you, don't even listen to me. Don't even believe me, please. I have to believe Jesus Christ. I have to believe the word of Jesus Christ. I'm begging you, brother and sister, go into the internet and search and open your spiritual eyes. Don't just stick with some tradition and all that. And because you know why? We have to work out our own salvation, fear and trembling. And it's appointed for me to die once and after that judgment. I can't stand there and say, I read this other book, sir, Lord Jesus, I read the other book, I read this book, I read that book, I followed the tradition. He said, your traditions of men are destroying souls. Jesus said, no, your traditions of men are destroying souls. Brothers and sisters, we cannot do all that. I have to face Jesus Christ, you have to face Jesus Christ. I cannot say I belong to this church or that church or whatever, Methodist, Protestant, Pentecostal, Catholic, and I belong to that. I'm now entitled to enter heaven. No. Jesus said, no, I don't care where you belong. You are my disciples. You have to be our disciples and walk in the commandments and shall know the truth and walk in the truth, and then you are set free. And my blood then washes you. Why? You want to obey. You want Jesus Christ. You want me? My blood will wash you. You don't want me? Then you can't get the blessings. Brothers and sisters, today, please, today let it be a day when your eyes of understanding are opened. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. If anybody getting angry with me, remember, anger spirit will harm you. Anger spirit will harm you. Anybody who is getting unforgiveness and all, unforgiveness spirit will harm you. And if you have unforgiveness towards anyone, Father God will not forgive you. For your own sake, please, don't get unforgiveness. Just go and check. I'm not forcing you. I'm not forcing you, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, this is what exactly the Bible is saying. I'm just quoting from the Catholic version, word for word, and telling you, please check and meditate on it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Be blessed, brothers and sisters. Have the power of Jesus Christ today. The power of Christ. And walk your life powerful. Wherever you are, rejoicing in God. God, Jesus Christ loves you. Let us love Him completely. Let us love Him completely with all our heart, mind, soul and strength. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.